This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
Hear the wake up call. There is one expert on dinosaurs and one expert only, and it is me.
Unlike most morning shows that has several
correspondents. I am the dinosaur correspondent on the wake up call. However, Katie schooled me this morning.
Yep.
And she found a story about dinosaurs, the discovery of a new dinosaur. But she says the catch is, I'm not going to be excited about this.
You are not.
What is the story?
An Oklahoma student discovered the bones, after he purchased $5,000 worth of dinosaur bones that were delivered to him in a bag.
Interesting.
He discovered a bone in a...
So he bought dinosaur bones.
Right.
Which you can do.
I did not know that.
Well, I bought you a dinosaur tooth.
I assumed it wasn't real.
Well, they are real.
I mean, I hope it's real. No. I still have it. It's in my backpack right now. Yeah, I love
for
it.
For luck.
Yeah.
He rubs it every morning.
It's my lucky T-Rex tooth.
Right.
But I assumed it wasn't real.
I believe it is real. And you can buy $5,000 worth of bones. And then this kid was, you know, going to study it all, right?
Right.
Well, it within his studies, he went, whoa, 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 whoa. This doesn't match anything we've ever heard of.
Oh, he discovered a new bone?
The bone is of a dinosaur nobody knew existed.
Interesting.
Well, what's with this face?
You're right. I'm not happy about this.
Because...
Well, one, that's no way to discover a new dinosaur.
It does seem like you need to be down there in the sand with a paintbrush.
Right. If I were to go back in time and talk to one of my favorite paleontologists from the 80s, or even further back when the dinosaur race was really on in the 1920s, you're going to tell me that those guys digging in the dirt and the dust and the bad lands of America were they forsaken their family? Hadn't seen their wives for weeks, maybe months.
The war.
They had to fight off Native Americans wanted to come and raid their camps. They had disease.
Okay.
You're going to tell me that, fella, just wait 100 years and you can practically Amazon a new dinosaur to your house. Nay, dorm room. That's an outrage.
You don't think that there are still so many dinosaur bones out there that we haven't, like, come upon yet? You told me that there was a time when dinosaurs literally walked where we are right now.
They did. They did it longer than humans have been alive.
Here in Roseville.
Right here. Right where you're standing.
That's knowing that they were around for so long.
So long.
You don't think
way longer than humans.
Surely there's so many dinosaurs we haven't come upon yet, right?
Oh, 100%.
So leave this kid alone. Let's be happy. We found another one.
I'm not mad that he found a new dinosaur. I'm mad that he basically Jeff Bezos'd himself a new dinosaur.
Okay.
Did he name it?
He did.
Son of a bitch!
Why'd he name it?
That's not knowing him, it's probably like the Fortnite-a-saur.
Oh.
Because he's a child, Gen Z.
It's not a great name.
What is it?
Pharaoh's Don Chicken from Hell.
Okay.
Shut up!
No way.
Also known as Unifron Infernales.
I mean, Unifron Infernales is a better dinosaur name than Chicken from Hell. What?
So I'm guessing it was small. Get your friend.
He is no friend of mine.
These are your paleontology buddies.
These are your people.
He's some Oklahoma frat boy that just looked for a bunch of dinosaur bones. Probably as a goof. They probably made the other stuff up.
I don't think frats allow PhD candidates that look at dinosaur bones. They probably beat those kids up.
They probably made that story up. They probably went, hey, we've got a budget from past alumni. We got $5,000 to burn. If we don't use it,
What should we get?
Let's get some dinosaur bones. I don't know what we'll do.
We'll string them together or something.
Make a necklace for somebody who crush them up.
Kyler
them.
Could wear it as a necklace.
Right. And then if he snorts the bones up, then we can be like,
We are the dinosaurs.
We'll walk around. That's probably what was about to happen. And then, because that's the kind of person that would name a new dinosaur Chicken from Hell.
I don't know enough about dinosaurs to understand why they would call it that.
Well, I mean, dinosaurs were, they're birds. They turned into birds. So I guess maybe he had something. And you know what? I'm not even going to try to justify this guy.
Okay.
Get boots and a hat, go to the dirt, and dig like a grown-up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.